This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. The Prime Minister termed the discussions as productive. During delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. Mr. Modi said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its flood relief efforts. He congratulated Nigeria for becoming a partner country of BRICS. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India and Nigeria will bring the issues affecting Global South in front of the rest of the world. Following the talks, three memoranda of understanding were signed on cultural exchange program, customs cooperation and survey cooperation. The Prime Minister has been conferred with a Grand Commander, of the Order of the Niger Awards. The Prime Minister has been conferred with the Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger Award by Nigeria. In his speech, Mr. Modi said he accepts the honour with great humility and dedicated it to the people of India. Mr. Modi said that close cooperation with Africa has been a high priority for India and noted that Nigeria has had a huge and positive role in Africa. He expressed confidence that India and Nigeria will move forward together with the prosperity of both the nations and the entire Africa continent. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur with senior officials in New Delhi. According to the sources, Mr. Shah will also hold a detailed meeting over the issue today. The Home Ministry had said that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. With only one day left for campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, voting will take place on all 288 seats. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing election meetings at Gomia, Sindri and Nala, BJP President JP Nadda highlighted several initiatives taken by NDA government for the welfare of OBC and tribal communities. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren addressing election meetings at Giridhi, Jama and Jamtara criticized BJP for accusing his government of aiding Bangladeshi infiltrators. Stage 4 restrictions under Graded Response Action Plan GRAP for stricter anti-pollution measures will be enforced in entire Delhi NCR from today as air quality in the region remained in severe category for the fifth day in a row. Under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states will be banned in Delhi. However, trucks carrying essential commodities and providing essential services will be allowed. All CNG, electric and BS6 diesel trucks will also be permitted to enter Delhi. In Sri Lanka, the swearing-in ceremony for the new cabinet of the government will be held today at the Presidential Secretariat in the presence of President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. Local media reports suggest that the president plans to appoint a 23-member cabinet retaining the key portfolios of defense and finance under his leadership. According to the reports, Dr. Harini Amar Surya is set to be reappointed as prime minister, while Vijitha Hirath will continue in his role as foreign minister. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, defending champions India stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Japan 3-0 in the final group stage match at Rajgir in Bihar. And that's the end of this news bulletin.